الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى من عمل حسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن عمل سيئة فجزاء مثلها أو أغفره ومن عمل قراب الأرض خطيئة ومن عمل قراب الأرض خطيئة ثم أغفر له إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Hadith Qudsi which was reported by Abu Dharr Ghifari رضي الله تعالى عنه In this Hadith Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that man amila hasanatan falahu ashru amthaliha that whosoever does a good reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it and multiply it by 10 times. Meaning that any good action which is done in this world, whatever it may be optional, it may be a fard, it may be a nafal, it may be something to do with helping somebody or spending in charity or praying salah, whatever amal it may be, that reward will be multiplied by 10 times. Obviously, every amal, the reward carries its own weight and its own merits. Like the reward which is kept for farz won't be equal to the reward which is kept for optional nafal. So in whatever category it may be, it will be increased by 10 times. So a farz will be increased by 10 farz, meaning that person will get the reward of 10 farz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for opportunities to give to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to sins, He does not multiply it. He does not increase the punishment by 10 times. No. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَجَزَاءُ مِثْلِهَا That whosoever does a sin, then the punishment that he will get will be equal to that. It will not be multiplied by many times. Not by 10 times or 5 times. It won't even be doubled. But the punishment will be equal to what he had done. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive that. So, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَجَزَاءُ مِثْلِهَا أَوْ أَغْفِرُهُ that the punishment will be equal, or I can forgive that sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes even forgives the sin, although he can be retributed, although he can be punished, and that punishment won't be unjust. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for ways to give. Is looking ways to give. All we need to do is make the slight effort. Further on, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ عَامِلَ قُرَابَ الْأَرْضِ خَطِيئَةً. That whosoever does sins which is equal to the whole world, that the sins that he has committed so much that it will fill the whole world. ثم أتاني لا يغفر لا يغ لا يشرك بي شيئا. But when he comes to me, and then when he comes to me after leaving this world, لا يشرك بي شيئا, that he has not associated anything with me, جعلت له مثلها مغفرة, then I subhanahu wa ta'ala will match those sins that he has committed with repentance and with forgiveness. So a person may do so much sins which is equivalent to the whole world, that the whole world will be filled with that sins. That's how much sins he has committed. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his sheer mercy, can forgive. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O Prophet of Allah, proclaim to the people, say to the people, make announcement to the people, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu, O my servants who have done injustice to themselves by committing sins, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, that do not become mayus, meaning sad. Become sad, and another word for this, basically, do not give hope, give up hope. Disheartened, that's it. Despair. So many, mashallah, so many words coming out now. Do not become disheartened. And do not despair from the rahmat of Allah, from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all the sins. And He does. And He has promised that. When a person does, when he repents and he does good actions. And not only does he forgive the sins, he replaces those sins with reward. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa man taba wa amana, and they have brought faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa amila amalan salihan, and they do virtuous and righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. It is for these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their sins with good deeds, with hasanat, sorry, with rewards. Will replace their bad deeds with good rewards, good rewards. So not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe the slate clean, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that with good rewards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for ways to give to us. But we have to make that one step. We have to make that one step. We have to make that slight effort. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come running to us. This is why, again in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ اِقْتَرَبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا اِقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا, that whosoever comes to me one hand, comes to me close by one hand, اِقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا, then I will come to him one foot. وَمَنِقْتَرَبْتَ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا اِقْتَرَبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا, that whosoever comes to me, close to me by one foot, I will close to him by two hands, 2 feet. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ حَرْوَلَ, that whosoever comes walking to me, I will come running towards him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for ways to come to us. It is like a child, when the father says to the child, and the child is trying to walk, he says, come, come my son, come my son. If the child doesn't make a move, the father doesn't make a move. The child makes one step and about to fall, father comes running and picks up the child. It doesn't let the child fall, but it wants to make the child make that move. Make that effort. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make that one step. And in making that step, if we are going to fall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let us fall, will come running towards us and help us and safeguard us. So we have to make that one step. We can't just sit on our laurels and think that everything will become easy and Allah will forgive. No. Without making that step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give. Abu Lahab, we all know who he was. He was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a blood connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has so much love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to proclaim and started to make da'wah, that when he was born and when he was given the news that you have now been given a nephew, that slave that brought that news was pardoned and was made free by him because of that. That's how happy he was. But because he did not have any sort of intention of becoming a Muslim, he did not make any sort of effort. Although he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still he was not blessed with the wealth of Iman, and he was not taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it show? It shows that even if you have blood connection, even you can be the closest person, if you do not want, you will not get. You have to make that one step. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much sacrifice he gave for his nephew, yet because he did not want, he did not get. Even Allah subhanahu, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him hidayah, yet because he did not want it, he did not get. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That you cannot give hidayah to whom you want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guidance to whom He wants. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gives to those who make that effort. So we have to make that effort. If you look at the examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu through the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many mu'jizah, miracles have taken place. Once at the battle of Ahzab, the battle of groups, when they were told to build a trench because the enemies were coming trying to attack Medina. During that program, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many days went without food. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an saw on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the pangs of hunger. Noting that, he went to his wife and said to his wife that, "I can see the signs of pangs of hunger on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." His wife replied to him, saying that, "We have food for two or three people. Go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his ear that to come and bring with him a couple of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For we have only food for two or three people." So how he was instructed by his wife, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went to the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, my wife has prepared some food. Can you please come to my house and accept this and bring two or three people with you?" Upon hearing that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a proclamation to all the people who are present here, "Come to Hazrat Jabir's house. He has given da'wah." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu became gobsmacked. He became very worried. "Oh my word, what should I do? I only got food for two, three people, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called the whole army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thousands of sahabas." Quickly went to his wife and told his wife what had happened. Wife started telling him off, "You and this and that. I tell you one thing, you do something else. What's wrong with you?" He said, "Look, I went and you told me, whatever you told me, I exactly relayed that to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." "You did that?" He said, "Yes." "And the Rasulullah sallallahu made this proclamation?" "Because yes." Then Allah and the Rasul knows. Don't worry, he knows better. His wife was also a sahabiya. She knew that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that we only have food for two, three people, and make this proclamation, then obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows best. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the whole army to the house of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, and said, "Put the dastakhan, put the sheet out." And everybody was made to sit down. He told Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, "Leave the pot of food there and take one spoon at a time out." And how, as he was instructed, he did that. All the thousands of people were fed, yet the food in the actual pot did not diminish. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the host was left, and they then finished the food. What does that show? That shows that slight effort was needed. The effort was from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an. He made the food and the rest came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you do your bit and I do the rest. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, he could have sent food like he gave to the Jews, manna and salwa, birds, and in the morning cheese would come up from nowhere. This is what the Jews would get. They got direct food from the heavens. But they weren't happy with that as well. Salatullah took that. You're not happy with the food from the heaven? You go and cook your garlic and ginger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do that normally. So you make the effort. Yes, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the qudratullah, the power of Allah. He has created Adam without mother and father. Shows that he doesn't even need mother and father. He has created Isa alayhi salam without a father. Shows that even a father is not needed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so many examples. But, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make this slight effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever makes slight effort on my path, I will open not one door, but many doors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.